Let us consider the significance of a happy family. The most important thing is affection. Whether we are successful in life or not depends a lot on the atmosphere we grow up in. Children from families full of love and compassion are happier and more successful human beings. On the other hand, a child's life may be ruined if he or she grows up in fear or lacks love and affection. Where does affection come from, and how can one develop or increase human affection? So long as the human mind exists, the seed of affection exists. Although negative and positive thoughts and emotions are all part of the human mind, the dominant force in human consciousness or human life is affection. Therefore, the seed of compassion is a part of one's nature right from birth. When we are born, we are free from all ideology and religion, which come later. But we are not free from the need for human affection. A baby cannot survive without it. Affection is an important element in conception. Human affection and compassion are not just about love or seeking pleasure. True compassion is not only about sympathy or a feeling of closeness, but a sense of responsibility as well. Genuine compassion is generated when we realize that people who suffer or lack happiness or prosperity want happiness just like us. Compassion is about developing genuine concern for them. Usually we think of compassion as a feeling of closeness toward our friends, but that is a view tainted by mental projections. As long as a person is a close friend, we have a positive attitude toward him or her. As soon as that person's attitude changes, or as soon as our feelings toward that person change, compassion ceases to exist as well. This is not really compassion, but more of an attachment. Genuine compassion involves analyzing the situation regardless of whether the person is close or not. The fact remains that the person has a problem and is suffering and has the same right as I do to overcome the suffering and be happy.